I had him as a comparative literature professor. Now, comparative literature is really interesting. I would have loved to have studied some more in that area. And I didn't put the date, but this paper is getting a little bit yellowed, and here's California cities. Nothing on the back here that can tell me the date. Oh, today, 87, 60, but that's the temperature. Between 1959 and 1981, Hadley held a number of leadership roles at USC, including heading the Comparative Literature Department. Oh, that was a wonderful course. And serving as Vice President for Academic Affairs. Yeah, I come across these kind of things.
Let me see.
And you know, there are many things hidden in there. Not purposely, but you know, just having voluminous collections.
Did you know this guy?
Well, only as a professor at USC that I felt very highly of. But, you know, I studied old literature with him. Yeah, he presented Greek and comparative literature, I think it was called. And he presented all the old writings way back.
Lovely.
Yeah, 92. And he was born in South Ovid, Michigan. That was almost like heralding what he was going to be involved in. Because, you know, Ovid was a Roman, and he was banished to Romania because of his nefarious political dealings. You know, writers are often accused of by governments for being this or that. And so he was banished to Romania, where at the Black Sea, and
well, that's not such a bad place to be banished to.
Well, I've been there, and it's not that bad. They're making it
it's a resort.
A summertime resort, yeah. And I've read his sayings. He was a very wise person, Ovid, and writer, and acclaimed.
Didn't he have a lot of sexual exploits?
I don't know if he delved into that, but he did delve into very meaningful areas of anybody's life on earth, the things we go through, you know, becoming a young grown-up person, taking on responsibility, having children, but he was banished by, Ovid was banished by the Romans, I believe, because of his belief systems.